changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
So what is a jump starter? A jump starter is somebody who watches these every single day and shares it with their friends and families. We jumpstart your day. This is something I've been doing now for almost decades, a bit long. I would say 7 or 8 years that we've probably got. If you go in, there's probably 500 or 600 of these jump starts that you can watch at any given time. And the idea is I want to come to you and share to you something that's going to help you live a better, happier, healthier life. And today we are continuing because, like I said, I don't want to just abandon you once we get to 2021, say, well, you're on your own. I'm still working on my goals. I met with several people yesterday to discuss my TV show, and I'm continuing to work on my big goals. Dominic and Juanita, I know that's Juanita, says, I'm here. I just had my hands full, couldn't type. So I'm continuing to talk to you about this idea of having a great 2021. And just to recap, number one, write down 2021 was, in past tense, was the best year of my life because. Then write out the because. Then it'll take you 5 minutes, 15 minutes tops. Write it on one sheet of paper. Don't go on pages and pages. This is one paragraph, one sheet of paper max. Write it down. Also, I want you to write down all the things in your paradigm that are keeping you from achieving that. That took me probably a couple of hours, but then you burn them. Yesterday, I took them down to the grill when I took Teddy out, and I burned my previous paradigms. I then made a recording of the opposite of all of those paradigms, all of the things that I didn't believe, I wrote that I do believe. So in other words, I mentioned to you that having this show, one of the things that came up is I said, oh, I'm not good looking enough to be on TV. And I started writing, I am handsome. My girlfriend is a model. I must be good looking if I'm attracting someone like that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I wrote all of those things out and then I recorded them to overcome this previous negative paradigm that was keeping me from having what I want. Because if you are not living what you want, if you don't already have it, it's because you're not an energetic match to that. We've talked about that. Now I want to talk to you about some advice that was given to me, and I'm going to give you the same advice with your life and with what's going to happen in that one thing that you want to bring about. When I applied to ministerial school, it took me several years to get accepted. I had to go and take lots and lots of classes as prerequisites. Unity is, I don't know what it's like now, but back when I went, you had to have a college degree. You had to have there was another type of Unity-related authentication or certification that you got. You had to do that. You had to do all these things. It took me almost 10 years to be able to apply for ministerial school. So then I applied for ministerial school, and I went out for the celebration where I got to meet all of my classmates. And at that time, I went to see a guy named Reverend Greg Nettler, who was the minister of all of the Unity Church, one of the Unity Churches in downtown Kansas City. It was actually the world's first Unity Church, and he became the minister and went back and reclaimed it. Now, here's the thing. This is what I want to tell you about. He gave me this one piece of advice, and I want to give you this when it comes to your, to what it is that you want. And it is illegitimi non carborundum. Illegitimi non carborundum. Illegitimi non carborundum. Now, is this a real Latin motto? Tomorrow we're going to be talking about a real Latin motto. Today, no, not a real Latin motto, but it is something that was created to get across this idea. What this means, if you take it and sort of play with it, because it doesn't actually mean this in Latin, but what it has been taken to mean and what it was created to mean is, don't let the bastards get you down. Don't let the bastards get you down. It was interesting that Greg would give me this particular piece of advice, because when I got into ministerial school and got accepted, so here I was at Greg's church. It was afterwards, everybody was sitting around having cake and coffee, as they do in many churches. And I was sitting there, and Greg and I were talking, and I told him that I had just gotten accepted into ministerial school, and he gave me this piece of advice: don't let the bastards get you down. Now, I thought going into ministerial school, everything is going to be sweet and loving and caring and supportive and everything. Wrong. It was really stressful, really a struggle. A lot of the instructors had been people who had washed out in churches, not people who had done great jobs as ministers, but people who had washed out in churches, and they brought them in. So they came in with their stuff, and they were supposedly our instructors, but they themselves were very negative and challenged. So as a result of that, Greg saw that because I had potential, that these people would turn on me and attack me. And that's exactly what happened. In Unity Ministerial School, they have this passive-aggressive thing where they say, you're on concern. Now, what that means is, we don't like you. We don't think you've got what it takes. We think that you're a problem. And so they put you on concern. Now, when I got there, I thought, I'm never going to be on concern. This is fine. There's nothing to be concerned about me. I'm going to work hard, keep my head down, and I'm going to really, really shine. And boy, the very first sermon I gave in ministerial school, where we had to do talks, you know, periodically to our classmates, when I finished my talk, my instructor said, you've just scared the hell out of every single classmate that you have, because you're so good. The question is, can you get better? Now, I wasn't born being a great speaker. I worked my butt off. I was a member of Toastmasters. I've purchased programs. I've spoken. The point is that my instructors themselves seemed to feel threatened. So guess who was one of the first ones to go on concern? Me. Guess who stayed on concern most of the time I was there? Me. I was the person that they were like, and I was always thinking about the quote from Plutarch, the wildest colts make the best horses. And that was me. I'm not bragging, but I've sold more books than any other Unity minister that's ever lived that I know of. And I just realized my earring is missing. I've sold more books, and I was on concern. So the bastards, by the way, illegitimi non carborundum means don't let the bastards get you down. Don't let the bastards get you down. And once you've made a decision that what it is that you want to do in your life, the bastards are going to appear. The people who don't want you to succeed. Now, they can be friends and family members who love you a lot, but at the same time, they're going to come forward because they have their own reasons in you not succeeding. Could be jealousy. Could be a feeling that, you know, if you succeed, well, you won't want to be around me anymore. If we're in a relationship. I remember my ex-wife was one of the first people I really talked about my TV show to. And she convinced me that it was not a good idea and that it didn't really have merit. Now, of course, I've talked to a lot of major producers who have said, yeah, it does have a lot of merit. It seems like a really good idea. But in her mind, it didn't. And it wasn't because she didn't really know much about TV. I think it was really because she didn't want me traveling, being gone, being so busy, working on something like this to the point where it would change her lifestyle of having me home so much. So people don't often realize why they're blocking you from their goals, but they do. A lot of times it has to do with themselves and how they feel like if you have your goal, it will impact them. But one of the main ones is, don't make me look bad. Don't make me look bad. I had these friends when I lived in Seattle, Washington. It was this couple, and they were both wonderful people and very great at their jobs, and I really enjoyed them. And both of them were morbidly obese. And they loved to go out to dinner at night because they made a lot of money and eat at these really fancy restaurants. And that was their thing. And the woman, Linda was her name, decided she was going to lose weight. And she started talking to her boyfriend about this and started not wanting to go out to these expensive dinners, et cetera, et cetera. And she did, in fact, lose about 100 pounds, totally transformed who she was, got into exercise, and they quit dating. And I don't think it was because she felt that she deserved somebody who was thinner, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, like she was now. She still loved him very much and, in fact, used to tell me. But he felt so uncomfortable with her transformation. Let me say that again. He felt so uncomfortable with her transformation that he was always trying to scuttle her. He was always trying to mess her up. He was always trying to get her off track, not because he was a bad person, because he felt she made him look bad through her transformation. This is so true. Whenever you decide to do something big and make a really big change, you're going to find that people in your life are going to try and hold you back. Not so much because they don't think it's a good thing, although sometimes they do. I know that my mom never really wanted me, when I was becoming successful and was on the Oprah Winfrey show and everything, she, enjoy it while it lasts, honey. It's not gonna last. My mother thought she was doing me a favor, but she was really a bastard keeping me down, to use this quote. She was keeping me down. So what I want you to understand is, as you are making this transformation this year, I want you to identify and I want you to know who the people are who may try and keep you from succeeding, because they are out there and they are indeed going to try and hold you back. And they're not necessarily bad people. In many cases, they're some of the people whom you love the most and would support you absolutely the most. Yesterday, I called a good friend who I haven't talked to in a long time and was explaining to him about the TV concept. And he said, I'm bored already. As I was about 30 seconds into it, he goes, I'm bored already. And I love the fact that he would give me that strong feedback that was kind of negative. And in the past, that kind of feedback would have said, okay, well, I'll just stop. But instead, it made me realize I need to figure out how better to describe this. The concept is great. I just need to figure out how better to describe this. So tell me something. Let me know how you handle, comment in the comment section, how you handle people who are like that. One of the things that I would recommend that you say is, I appreciate your feedback. And if I were you, I would totally feel the same thing. Just say that. I appreciate your feedback, and if I were you, I totally feel the same thing. Don't argue with these people. There's an old saying down south where I'm from, never try and teach a pig to sing. It wastes your time, and it annoys the pig. So don't try and change these people, because you can't. Here's Greg from just outside, from Georgia. Good to see you. Greg is here with us. Heather Ellis says, wow, that is so true. And Lynn Ballone says, my husband used to suggest to people complaining about someone else, be a duck, as in water off a duck's back. Good point. Be a duck. Yeah, I love the other analogy about ducks. Be a duck. They look calm and serene above the surface, but beneath the surface, they're paddling like hell just to move. And that's the way it is, I think, for a lot of us. So if you have any comments, please make sure that you make them. I'll let you see. I didn't want to get Teddy out of his basket. This is where this little dog sits while I'm working during the day. He is in a basket. I don't know if you can see it. He is rolled up tight as, that's his little nose there, just above the label. And that basket is so tiny. But he sit there, he goes, he's moving now. You can probably see him a little better. So he is there every single day while I'm sitting here working. So how about it? Identify the people in your life that you think are going to hold you back. One of the things that I always learned was never tell my mom my goals. Never tell my mom my goals. My mom would try and tweak my goals to improve them. My mom would try and tell me why I couldn't accomplish certain goals. If I had listened to my mother, I never would have written my books. I never would have accomplished all of the things that I've accomplished. And the same is true for you. Don't listen to other people. Illegitimi non carborundum. Don't let the bastards get you down. Don't let them get you down. Don't let people who proclaim to have your best interests talk you out of your crazy big goal. Your crazy big goal is designed to be crazy and big so that you grow in the process of achieving it. Of course it's impossible. It's supposed to be impossible. Ingeborg says, I love this. Thank you, everybody. Share. Click share. Let us share this with your friends and family. Let them know that you are part of this process, that you are part of this daily jumpstart, and invite them to become part of it as well. Thank you, everybody, for being here. If you're here for the very first time, remember, we do this every single weekday live. If you're here watching this on demand later, as many of you are, thank you for doing that. And please click share. The way we build our online community is to click share. Oh, Greg says he's in Colorado. Good morning from Colorado. Love the new set and the pig saying. Don't listen to the haters. Exactly. Never try and teach a pig to sing. Waste your time and annoys the pig. When you click share, just like Jerome did, put in the word shared so that we know you share. Why? Because some of you have settings so that we cannot tell. Ingeborg says, have a wonderful day. Lynn Ballone says, have a great weekend. James Enderman, my good friend, says, thank you, Will. Thank you, James. Thank you all for joining me. We're going to put a button in this. We have one more of these to talk about. Monday, we're going to talk about We Don't Rent Pigs. You'll see what I mean when we get here. It's actually going to be funny and cute, and you're going to enjoy it. We Don't Rent Pigs. Be sure and join us Monday for that. Make it a great weekend. Love you all. Take care.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.